Getting into chiropractic for me had a lot to do with actually my brother's story more than mine. So I'll give a tidbit of that and fast forward through the other part. So the tidbit of that was my brother in about middle school age was having spells where he would just black out, pass out. And when he was 5 years old, he had had open heart surgery for what was called coarctation of the aorta. And when we went to chiropractic school, we found out normally people don't live past about a year, year and a half. So for him to have made it to five was pretty amazing. So anyway, fast forward to back to the spells. First thing, of course, was everybody was concerned it was maybe his heart. Go back to the heart doctor, everything is fine. So the common goal of the medical story, right, that there's nothing wrong. Well, he's passing out, that's not right. So the only common denominator with his fainting spells were hot. One was he was playing basketball, so his gym got hot. Another was a field trip to a newspaper, and it was down the very bottom, so all the presses and everything was very hot. And then the last one that I remember was an outdoor wedding in July, very hot. Horrible way to interrupt a wedding because they were not finished with the ceremony. And I remember the ambulance and the whole deal. So his comments would always be that he could hear everything going on around him. He just couldn't open his eyes. He couldn't move. So at that time, my mom's aunt was seeing a chiropractor. She suggested chiropractic. He may have a pinched nerve. Lo and behold, ta-da, he had a pinched nerve in his neck. My brother, to this day, has never passed out again. My brother and I are both chiropractors. So kind of a fast-forward story. It's one that I could tell a lot more, but anyway, the key to that, to get to, okay, going from experiencing it somewhat, the chiropractor that we went to at that time, that was a little bit distant from the house, found him a little closer, he just said, come back when you need it. Brother and I probably needed it a whole lot more than what we went for. We rodeoed. So from the time I was in third grade all the way through high school, we both rodeoed. So there's a lot that goes on with that physically. Fortunately for both of us, we were highly healthy and active in the sense that we never got hurt. not like that. I never wore anything like that. I've never had that surgery. So we were pretty rough and tough and should have had regular chiropractic care, did not know. So we only went when we had major accidents, major things like that. We also broke and trained horses. So there was a lot of things that happened along with that. So both of us going into then chiropractic school, because for him it was an injury. And in a rodeo, going to UT Martin, a rodeo scholarship, and got injured, went to the chiropractor and the physical therapist that was with the rodeo team. The chiropractor asked, what do you plan to do? Because you obviously can't keep doing this. He ended up having to have both his knees replaced at the age of 20 because of damage done to them. So chiropractic was the route that he chose. I was in the path of like physical therapy. All I knew is I wanted to help people use my hands and not drugs and surgery. I didn't really understand what chiropractic truly was. So when he went to school, then he said, this is where you really want to be. This is what you want. So I went and visited him. Sure enough, that was it. So fast forward 20 plus years now through chiropractic. It is absolutely the dream job. It's the best. I tell all my patients all the time, I said, I have the best job in the world because we get to help people. We get to see the amount of changes, all the things. Why do we say that? Where do we to grow? So engagement and grow. So my story has a lot of ups and downs as far as where I was, where I got to, all the things, but every bit and part of that kind of makes you who you are and where you are. So now I'm 20 years, this October, 20 years in practice.